This is KLCC News. I'm Ani Katz. Eugene Symphony Music Director Francesco Leche Chong has been doing his job a little differently since March. He said that, as a conductor, the first month or two of sheltering in place, quote, looks so desolate for the music world. But more than 7 months in, his perspective has shifted.
It is a much more optimistic outlook right now, which is not saying much because we were starting at zero, as in, can we perform at all? We see what orchestras in Germany are doing, and even a few in the U.S. are starting to do now, which is, you know, much smaller ensembles, outside performances. There is a way forward. And I would say that has shifted a lot of my listening, because suddenly I am back to listening for work. I need to become an expert in kind of smaller ensembles. Even just going back to, you know, listening to like early Mozart, because, you know, music back then, the orchestras were much smaller. Of course, there's the original version of Copland's Appalachian Spring, which was only for 13 instruments. And then looking at music of today.
One of the other things that was happening kind of around the last time that we spoke, and then obviously increasingly, the protests started against systemic racism and Black Lives Matter. And one of the things that I saw a lot, especially on social media, was just this effort to boost either influencers of color, writers of color, etc. Are you looking at works that you want to bring to the Eugene Symphony from that perspective at all?
Oh, absolutely. As far as what does it look like right now, I don't know, because, you know, we're having to redo everything and we don't, you know, there's no specific start date for any kind of orchestra concert yet. If you want music by Mozart, you know, why not look at some of the composers during his time? One of the popular ones these days is Chevalier de St. George, this incredible Black musician who was as popular as Mozart in his time. He ran one of the biggest orchestras in Europe. And a composer that I already was, you know, promoting heavily before all of this was Jesse Montgomery, this young American composer right now. Her music is just this wonderful blend of kind of where the contemporary music scene is now as far as exploring sounds and textures in the orchestra. But she kind of weaves in her own background as far as bringing in different African-American voices from like across history. In our kind of clamor to say what we're going to do, we have to make sure it's sustainable. We have to make sure that it's something that can really grow over time. One of the things that discourages me is the kind of the idea that we can't have more diversity in our programming without funding, which doesn't make any sense. It costs the same amount of money to perform any piece of classical music. And so it's not a money issue. We don't need grants just to perform more music by Black composers. And we need to be honest, which is we have failed on every level of diversity, right? There's not nearly enough Latinx composers, Asian composers, women composers.
What are some of the ways that you're looking at continuing to try to engage the community going forward, no matter how long this lasts?
We want to start doing more than just virtual, or doing more than just kind of past virtual events. You know, when we did the Four Seasons, the Vivaldi live streaming of a past concert, you know, that was an incredible community event. Now we want to move forward. And so a lot of that is going to be part of an initiative that we're calling Symphony Go. And this will basically be able to utilize our musicians in smaller groups or individually, both virtually and in person. One of our big sources of funding is for our education and community work, and this is money that we have been given to invest in our education and community programs. So we have the choice to either give it back and say we can't do anything about it, or actually utilize it. I'm doing a lot of work thinking about small ensembles, you know, that still need a conductor. What's the safest way to do that? Can we have a small audience? Can we live stream it? And that'll be kind of our next step moving forward.
Speaking of going virtual, you've kept this kind of going on through this entire pandemic is this Thursday Night Live series. Can you tell us a little bit about what has been going on recently?
It's really just supposed to be an informal hang. One of the funny parts about all of this is on a given concert week, I am so underwater as far as the amount of work that I'm doing and the preparation. You don't get a chance to really get to interact with your audiences as much. And through this, basically while I'm on live, I'll do a presentation, I'll do an interview, and then I basically hang out in the comments section. I interviewed my friend in Germany about, you know, what it looks like when orchestras there started performing again. And I just opened it up for ideas and questions in the comments. And the comments just poured in. It's not only boosting me up, but letting people connect with each other and create this virtual community right now around music and appreciating it.
Francesco Lecce Chung is the conductor and music director of the Eugene Symphony. The organization had to cancel its annual summer concert series and is currently reimagining plans for its 2020-2021 season. For more information on Symphony Go and Lecce Chung's Thursday night series, head to our website, klcc.org. I'm Ani Katz, KLCC News.